Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Live from courtside might be an understatement, as we are here surrounded by the students that have made the 35-40-minute drive from Lee Scott Academy. But oh my goodness, every single rivalry game, regardless of the sport, adds just a little bit more. And here on the hardwood, both of these teams are looking to claim their spot at the head of the table. One squad enters play tonight at 15-5. With the mission of defending home court, while the other sits at 19-3 and would love nothing more than to play conqueror, planting their flag and claiming the enemy territory as their own. Many things remain unknown, but what we do know is that one team will walk through the fire tonight unscathed, undefeated in area play, while the other receives their first chink in the armor of the season. History will be made tonight as friendly foes in the AISA turn bitter rivals will meet for the very first time in the hardwood in the AHSAA. Phoenix City is where we set up shop tonight. It's the Glenwood Gators, and it's your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. And we welcome you into the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off. It's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. This place continuing to file up. Going to be a packed crowd, not an empty seat. There might not be much standing room only seats available tonight. Whew. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, what an environment this is already tuning up to be. We're swamped. We're surrounded by students. We'll apologize in advance for any hot mics that there may possibly be tonight. But what better way to have it? A Friday night in the heart of Alabama, your bitter rivals. It's Lee Scott. It's Glenwood. Why would you want it any other way?
There is absolutely no love lost to be said in the least. Got the student section right here underneath us. Glenwood warming up on this end. So you know it's always going to be a good night when you got our fans cheering every time they miss a shot. So looking forward to this opportunity. Looking forward to getting to watch a lot of our guys. Again, you got a lot of guys, especially in a 3A program. You've got plenty of people that are going to be athletes that are playing basketball, playing football, playing baseball. So again, a lot of our people going back and forth against each other. And oh, mind the fact the girls basketball teams haven't even joined us yet either. So I think Glenwood is due for an expansion, and we could probably make it fit over here for sure. But super grateful for this opportunity tonight. Super grateful for the chance for our athletes to get to play in an environment like this for sure. Super grateful for you as well and what you do for our school, for our athletic program, for our student athletes. Very excited to get to do this tonight.
Again, apologies with some of the internet problems here in the gym. Coach, you called it a hamster wheel? Is that what?
Yeah, I think it was a hamster wheel, and I just checked a second ago, and the hamster's not even there. So there is a hamster wheel powering the internet here. Again, just thank you guys for being patient with us. We'll do our best to paint the best picture that we possibly can.
Well, we're definitely planning on having a whole lot of fun tonight. It's the Glenwood Gators, and it's your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. We'll get started with the keys to the game and the starting lineups when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more and see the calendar at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Just about 60 seconds until we get introduced to the starting lineups. We'll give a quick keys to the game. Tonight, they're brought to you by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Coach, I'm going to throw it to you. Again, you've coached in games like this. You've seen the way that these players react. You've seen the way that this team has so much energy. What are some of your keys to the game tonight?
Hey, listen, keeping your emotions in check is going to be key, all right? Talking to the coaches from Lee Scott. Listen, Glenwood runs a lot, but there are always risks that come with running a lot as well. I'll pause just a moment. I believe we're going to have prayer and anthem right here for just a moment.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we'll have the tip-off for you, get you the starting lineups as well. All of that and more when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
About ready to go here. You mentioned it best, Coach. No love lost between these starting lineups as both student sections turned their back when the other one was announced, said some choice words while they were being announced. Here are the starting lineups. They're presented by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. For the Warriors, it's Haley, Harper, Wright, Myers, and Cook. And for the Gators, Holloway, Pinder, McCrane, I believe it's Tyler Sykes and Braylon Alexander. And we are underway here on the campus of Glenwood School. Lee Scott in their home, or the Road Navies, rather, with the red power stripe going down both sides. Gators in their all whites, orange numbers, and power Gator stripes going down the side. Glenwood Gators have the basketball. And they respond and answer the crowd right away. They knock down a three of their own. It's Jadarian Holloway gets the scoring started for the Gators. He's got running a little bit of motion with the man-to-man defense that Glenwood is supplying. It's Parks Myers through a lot of contact. Barrett Cook, right corner three, and he buries it. Barrett Cook, I've said it all season long, the best catch-and-shoot three-point shooter on this team. He's able to connect and respond with a three of their own right away. And in a minute underway here on the campus of Glenwood School. Man, we are loving the energy here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Mason McCrane has it at the top of the key. Now to Jadarian Holloway, Nice little move. Gets inside. Left-handed layup. Left it short. Hayden Harper the rebound. Could have been a foul. No call. He has Parks Myers in the corner. If he decides to use it instead, threw a lot of contact. Couldn't get the layup to go. Back out. Gray Haley, his three is too strong. Rebound with Tyler Sykes. Darian Holloway. No, instead it's Braylon Alexander. They said the eighth grader will be the beneficiary of that call. They're going to get a blocking foul on the Warriors. And they're also saying that he's shooting. Wow. Wow.
CG, you want to talk about an athlete? If you wanted to invest stock in an athlete, this is one of the kids we've been watching, at least, Scott, for a handful of years already, especially on the football field, but here as well. Braylon Alexander is an incredible athlete. Again, got an eighth grader in a massive game tonight.
First free throw is too strong off the back iron. 6.5 to play here in this opening period. Both teams with a three-pointer. Alexander goes 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. And Gray Haley rips down the rebound. Hayden Harper controlling the offense at the top of the key. Now to Barrett Cook in the far corner. Tries to break down his defender. A spin move, gets trapped in the short corner. Hayden Harper's there too, relieving the Warriors. Will slow things down and set something up. Gray Haley gets to that strong paint inside. Kick out to Parker Wright. Couple dribbles. And the right-handed layup from straight away is off the back iron. Too strong. Gators control the rebound. And they will now slow things down. Parker Wright then picks up a cheap foul on Mason McCrane at the top of the key.
It does appear the officials are going to go with the same game plan as the girls' game, Christian.
So that's why the half times are cut short to help aid us all a little bit. Gators inbound the basketball to McCrane. Now to Tyler Sykes. Should be an offensive foul, and it will be. Tyler Sykes lowered the shoulder two or three times to create contact under his own basket. Warriors walling up under their basket, forced the charge call. We're going the other way with 5.5 to play in the opening period. Motion offense working right now for Lee Scott. Kick out to Barrett Cook. He gets 2 feet inside the paint. Right-handed layup off the front of the rim, and he gets the shooter's touch. Barrett Cook now with all five for the Warriors here in this opening period. Warriors able to set up their full-court press. The official pointed Lee Scott's way. I guess a little bit of a mistake. Ball into the hands of Levi Pender. A loose ball goes out of bounds, and your guess is as good as mine here. I can only see the three-point line with the Lee Scott student section standing right in front of us. But it will be Gator basketball. They feed it down low to Mason McCrane, going to work on Parker Wright. This time, it's a no-call. And he called a charge. He called a charge and then hesitated and then called a blocking foul. It should have been a no-call, if anything. He stuck his hand behind his head and started doing the skip to call a charge and then stopped, dropped his whistle, picked it up, and called a blocking foul. I know the whistle isn't a beneficiary of Lee Scott, but I didn't know dropping one meant that it was an automatic call against Lee Scott.
And I thought he did so good in the first game.
Ball inside to Tyler Sykes. Right-handed layup won't go, but he's able to get his own rebound. Goes up strong once again. Falls to the ground. McCrane goes for it. Won't get it. Parks Myers clears the basketball. Two-on-one fast break opportunity. And now you call a charge. Levi Pender did not have his feet set under the basket. And if it was, it was in what would be a restricted arc if there was one. So two emotionally charged calls there.
I believe we would call that less than ideal.
It's Braylon Alexander now going to work. He tries to kick it to the corner, but Barrett Cook gets his right hand on it and steals it. He'll run the ball up the floor. He finds Hayden Harper, who gets 2 feet inside the paint Now to Barrett Cook. Thought about the three. Now out to Hayden Harper. Left wing three and a wedgie. You don't see it too often, but a wedgie in between the backboard and the left side of the rim. It'll be a jump ball. Thankfully, possession arrow keeps it with the Warriors. They throw it to their out man, Hayden Harper, who drives inside through a lot of contact. Couldn't get the scoop layup to go. And I believe it's going to be out on the Warriors. They're going to be out on Cord Zellner, who was trying to save it, but I believe it had his right foot on the baseline. Warriors 5, Gators 3 here, almost 4 minutes in to the first quarter. Parks Myers denying the basketball. Almost gets a steal, goes right into the hands of Braylon Alexander. And Myers, who wasn't necessarily in position, will get called for the hand check foul.
You know, this is one of those things. You got to hear what I'm saying, not how I'm saying it. If you're going to have fouls in a game like this, make the fouls count. Don't let it be something that's just going to be completely unnecessary.
If you look up with 4:16 to play in the first quarter, as Alexander knocks down the first free throw, similar to what we saw in the girls' game. Wild, if you believe it or not. But the foul differential, Warriors have picked up 5 fouls. The Gators only 1. So the Gators will be shooting free throws for the final 4 minutes of this opening quarter. Braylon Alexander knocks down both free throws. The game knotted up at 5. Chapman Harris now subs into the game, as does Will Lyles. Lyles gets a screen. Now out to Hayden Harper, tries to put a crossover dribble on. Now a back pedal and a behind the back. He lost his balance a little bit. Out to Chapman Harris. He gets 2 feet into the paint. Warriors trying to get something set up. Will Lyles will pull it from three. That one off the back iron, too strong. Jadarian Holloway with the rebound, and now the Gators have numbers in transition. Right-handed layup won't go. Chapman Harris was unable to save it, and it hits the baseline. It'll stay with the Gators. A fast-paced first 4.5 minutes. Not a lot of offense to show. Both teams knocked down a three in the first minute, and only 2 points each over the next 3 minutes and 40 seconds or so.
A lot of lob on the inbounds. A lot of careless lobs from Glenwood. Maybe we can take advantage of that a little bit.
Holloway has the ball guarded by Hayden Harper all the way out near the half-court stripe. Darren Holloway now in the short corner. Tried to find Mason McCrane, but Will Lyles knocks it out of bounds with 3:20 remaining in the first quarter. Apologies again if you're just now joining us, wondering where the stream is. We're kind of wondering the same thing right now. Stuck in the corner. The Wi-Fi router that we've brought is unable to really pick up anything inside the gym. We're trying to get the Facebook stream that's off and on. We're trying to get it as smooth as we can. We thanks for the patience, and we thank you for tuning in here on Tiger Country 104.5. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you here as Lee Scott and Glenwood do battle. Three-pointer from Alexander, no good. Should be an over-the-back foul, or at least an over-the-back tip for the Gators, but they'll say that it was out on the Warriors. It'll stay Gator basketball under their own basket. 2:56 remaining in the opening quarter. Knotted up at 5 between Gators and Warriors. What more would you expect? A battle for first place in the region. Both teams 2-0 in area play. Tyler Sykes, far corner three, and that one in and out. McCrane, the weak side rebounds. And a foul on Brooks Zachary that was just trying to hold his ground onto McCrane, who was lowering his shoulder. But again, another foul like that. They're going to continue to add up now. The sixth team foul for the Warriors.
And listen, you got a physical guy like Mason McCrane that's down there. Listen, he comes around, he's in a triple threat position, he throws an elbow around. Sometimes you just got to let physical and physical go together. They're going to call the foul on Brooks right there, but again, probably could have let it go if they wanted to.
Definition of ball don't lie. McCrane misses both free throws. Will Lyles corrals the rebounds. And Chapman Harris now has it back out to Will Lyles. Catch and shoot three at the top of the key is well short. That ball rolls out of bounds. It'll be Gator basketball. Another sub for the Warriors. Wyatt Watley will check into the game for Brooke Zachary. Full court press set up by the Warriors. The Warriors and Holloway able to break it rather easily. Holloway gets all the way to the basket. The up and under reverse layup is good. Holloway now has 5 in the first quarter. Chapman Harris has it at the top of the key. Back out to Hayden Harper, who stands on the Gator logo at half court. Trying to set up something inside the Gator defense, forcing Lee Scott to start their offense way outside the three-point line. Chapman Harris kicks it to Will Lyles. Back to Harris, now to Harper. At the top of the key, throws it to the short corner in Chapman Harris. Now Hayden Harper resets at the top of the key. His three won't go. McCrane with the defensive rebounds. Gators in transition quickly to Braylon Alexander, who finds a cutting to Darian Holloway. Gators now with back-to-back buckets. They lead 9-5 here in the first quarter. Wyatt Watley tries to change that on the right wing three. Well too strong. Able to get a steal on his end. And finally, the second team foul for the Gators has been called. Warriors seeming to let the emotions right now, the energy, testosterone getting a little bit of the better of them, especially on the offensive end right now. Would love a really nice half-court set to kind of even things out and slow things down here with 1 minute and 15 seconds in the opening period. Hayden Harper breaks down as defender, gets 2 feet inside the paint. Right-handed layup won't go. Pinder with the rebound. Left-handed layup is blocked. Blocked by Cord Zellner in the transition offense. Nice job by Zellner regrouping, able to get his left hand and swat it out of bounds with 104 to play. 9-5 Gators on top of the Warriors. Wyatt Watley almost gets a poke steal from behind. Braylon Alexander now to Levi Pinder. Now Jadarian Holloway. Went up, didn't have anywhere to go with it. Able to find Levi Pinder. 6-foot jumper, no good. A lot of contact down low on the rebound. Hayden Harper comes away with it. Chapman Harris now to Wyatt Watley. Might have gotten away with a travel. Hayden Harper will pull it from deep. He leaves it short. 40 seconds to play. Chapman Harris gets a steal off the lazy effort. His right wing three buries it. Warriors need it, and they got it. Chapman Harris, the effort play on one end, and 3 points on the other, make it a one-point game with 20 seconds to play. But Braylon Alexander immediately responds on the other end. It's 11-8 Gators, 10 seconds to play in the opening period. Wyatt Watley has it at the top of the key. Now to Will Lyles. Back to Chapman Harris with 5, with 4, with 3. Spin move from Watley. A lot of contact. Left-handed layup. And he will get called with the shooting foul. I believe they got Levi Pinder. Both teams are making their way to the sideline. The referee called a foul. It should be 2 free throws. It will be. They'll add probably half a second back onto the clock, or back onto the clock. And Wyatt Watley will shoot 2 free throws. They add 0.3. Whew. What a first quarter here on the campus of Glenwood School. First free throw from Wyatt Watley. Misses that one short.
Did they go to the review camera to make sure to add the 0.3?
They probably did, okay. Because a lot can happen there, considering you have to have a full court tip. So
off the rebound.
Yeah. Hopefully off of a make from Wyatt Watley, and he is able to cash in the second free throw. He splits the pair. And after 8 minutes, Gators with a 2-point lead at home. Glenwood Gators 11, Lee Scott Warriors 9. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Through one quarter of play, it's Glenwood 11, Lee Scott 9. Here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, a game that has absolutely flown by these first 8 minutes. You can get your own say something now as we're getting ready to start the second quarter.
Here's the one thing I'll say in my one observation. At one point in time, we had a child in our student section that I think was about 7, and Glenwood has an older gentleman right next to our student section, at least 70, and they were going back and forth the whole time.
That's all you need to know about the action here tonight. A nice back cut from Levi Pender, and they pad the lead. The corner three from Chapman Harris. Harris is feeling it from deep. He's got 6 points for the Warriors. Pender tries to answer right back, and Wyatt Watley goes up for the rebound where nobody else was in the paint. He's unable to corral it. It goes out of bounds. It will stay with the Gators. 13-12. We saw more points in those 15 seconds than we did the final 5 minutes of the first quarter. The five for the Warriors right now, it's Hayden Harper, Chapman Harris, Brooke Zachary, Grayson Haley, and Barrett Cook.
Again, those lob inbounds, I think it's going to come back to hurt him, man.
Trying to get Tyler Sykes down low. Brooke Zachary, a nice steal. It's a one-on-three. He takes it into the teeth of the defense anyways. I thought he got pushed by McCrane. No foul call. Levi Pender with the rebound, and he'll slow things down. Ball gets inside to Alexander. He's met at the rim. Gray Haley with the block. The offensive rebound by Alexander. And Brooke Zachary clears the defensive rebound. Hayden Harper now going the other way. Feed the hot hand. Chapman Harris couldn't get that one to go. Man, the top would have been lifted off this student section if it would have gone. And now Barrett Cook picks up a foul on the other end of the floor. The Gators lead the Warriors. Find it inside to Tyler Sykes. Left-handed layup is up and good. Hayden Harper dribbles the ball up the floor for the Warriors, trailing 15-12. Grayson Haley, left-handed layup. He left it short. McCrane, the big body in the paint, clears the rebounds.
Got to stop the ball.
Jadarian Holloway goes coast to coast following the on-ball screen. He now has 9. Hayden Harper tries to answer right away. He's mad at himself that he wasn't able to finish through the contact. But he will head to the free throw line.
Hey, one thing as we keep going, again, we'll keep trying to bounce back and forth to get that feedback up on Facebook. Again, doing everything that we can. A lot of back and forth on and off, and I know when it's on, sometimes it's glitching in and out. So probably could be your best to just tune in to us on 104.5. Listen to us that way. Christian's going to do a great job letting you know what's going on. I got a feeling you could probably just tune in and listen to our students as well, or maybe just stick your head outside and listen to the screams all the way from.
You might be able to hear it. This gym is full of energy and is continuing to heat up. No pun intended. As Harper goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Hayden Harper's first points of the evening. Would love to get number 2 in Navy going. You're going to have to. The Warriors are going to walk out of here in a moving screen on Mason McCrane. Wow. Your thoughts, Coach?
Consistently inconsistent is always awesome.
3 or 4 moving screens were called in the first quarter on the Lee Scott Warriors of the Varsity Girls game, and then there was not one the remainder of the contest. But Glenwood picks one up. Haley tries his luck from deep. Well too strong off the glass. A nice rebound by Brooke Zachary, but he falls to the ground. Now the Gators have transition. Layup is no good, and Gray Haley's going to get called for contact. The referee said that he hit Jadarian Holloway on the head going up for the block.
Emphatically said it.
Looked like one of those calls that was, the whistle was going to be blown if the shot didn't go in. First free throw from Holloway is good. Jadarian Holloway, only 10 and a half minutes into the contest, he already has 11, leading the way for the Gators. Make it 12 as he goes 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. They're face guarding Hayden Harper all the way down the floor, forcing somebody else to beat him. It's Gray Haley has the basketball. They are able to find Harper. A corner three, or a right wing three from Hayden Harper, rather. A little size up, sidestep, and he's able to knock it down. Trims the lead down to 3, 19-16. Gators now with the basketball. Maybe that's the shot that gets Hayden Harper going. An emotional player. You can see some words were jawed at him. See if number 2 can get something going in Navy. Levi Pender with the basketball now to Tyler Sykes. Warriors man-to-man defense has picked up. It's with Alexander on the left wing. His 3-ball too strong. A fight for the basketball. Barrett Cook comes away with it, and Harper clears. Now to Gray Haley. Bounce pass into the short corner. Chapman Harris. Brooke Zachary threw a lot of contact. Right-handed layup goes down for Brooke Zachary. A nice job moving without the basketball and cutting right into the paint. Trims the lead to 1 for the Gators. Jadarian Holloway in and out dribble at the top of the key. Could have been called for another moving screen. Now Tyler Sykes trying to set one on him. A deep 3. That one from Columbus. No good. Chapman Harris with the rebound. Warriors have numbers if they want to use it. Haley able to get 2 feet inside the paint. A lot of contact. No foul. Brooke Zachary playing his tail off. Hayden Harper left wing 3. Buries it. Brooke Zachary, the offensive rebound on the weak side, and the best time to get a 3 is off of a missed layup. An offensive rebound kicks it right back to Hayden Harper, and Harper with back-to-back triples.
Feed the hot hand, CG. Feed the hot hand. Keep it going. Hey, they're tired. They're tired. Coach Perdue's only going to mass sub, and he showed us early on. We got to get some guys off the bench for them. They're gassed. We're going to keep pressing. Court's about to check in. I like our chances on pressing them right now. Sykes trying to play outside. Really trying to play 5 out. Not getting a great look inside. They're not getting shots to fall. We got to capitalize right here while we got momentum.
If you can make Coach Osment do the 3-point dance, you're doing something right. And Hayden Harper has done that. Warriors 3 3-pointers. In the second quarter, and that offense has now come alive. They lead 21-19 with 4:06 remaining in the second quarter. What more could you want? What more could you ask for on a Friday night in the heart of Alabama? Lee Scott and Glenwood doing battle on the campus of Glenwood School. Mason McCrane has it at the top of the key. Now to Jadarian Holloway, who gets double-teamed, a lob pass to McCrane. Coach, you're right, those lob passes are going to come back to haunt the Gators. Blocked by Chapman Harris. Pinder went for the layup. Hayden Harper now is able to push. He gets a Euro step, loses the ball, comes away with it. A lot of contact, the bucket and the foul. Hayden Harper falls into the Glenwood student section and a little bit of a flex on the ground. Hayden Harper has come to life. Here in this second quarter, he has 9, and all 9 coming in this second frame.
Hey, not a bad time for Hayden to start picking up, getting hot. One a really emotional guy. Making sure we keep that in check. Got to do a great job with our guys on the floor, keeping him calm, keeping him in check, making sure we knock down this one so we can go with another three ball.
Talked about Hayden Harper and the emotion that he plays with after that three. The student section was saying something to him, and whatever was said to him, it was the wrong thing. Hayden Harper now with 10. Gray Haley, volleyball, spikes the ball out of bounds. Almost takes off the head of Brooke Zachary. The mom in the front row of the bleachers would have had some TV time. Jadarian Holloway, following the long inbound, dribbles the ball across the half court line. 3:15 to play. Gators running a motion offense. They get the ball down low to Tyler Sykes. Left-handed layup won't go. Hayden Harper with the rebound. You can tell this Gator team is exhausted. Hayden Harper over Mason McCrane. The layup through a lot of contact. Hayden Harper now with 12 in the second quarter. Warriors lead by a touchdown, 26-19. You can tell this Gator offense is absolutely gashed. Jadarian Holloway tries to find somebody, kicks it to Pinder, now to the corner, and Alexander, he gets 2 feet into the paint. And a foul on Barrett Cook. Going up strong was Braylon Alexander. What a run and a response by this Lee Scott Academy team. It was Chapman Harris, knocked down a three late in the first quarter. Also knocked one down early in the second. It's been the Hayden Harper show. As Chapman Harris will sub out thanks to a, or with a large standing ovation by the Lee Scott faithful. Alexander goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe, trims the lead down to 5 for the Warriors. Number 12, Trey Clarity, has checked into the game for the Gators, and you can tell his one job tonight coming off the bench is to stop number 2. They're playing man, but it almost looks like a box and one. Gray Haley thought he got smacked in the face, but no foul call. Tyler Sykes comes away with the basketball. Jadarian Holloway now to Tyler Sykes. Warriors gambled now in a scramble drill. Levi Pender 3 won't go. Hayden Harper with the rebounds, approaching the 2 minute mark here in this second quarter. Hayden Harper, Will Lyles tries the corner three, rattles in and out, but the smallest man on the floor in Wyatt Watley with the rebounds. The ball saved by Holloway off the face of Will Lyles. Man, that's good in the arcade for Will Lyles. Rattled in and out, couldn't get it to go. Warriors lead is 5 with 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Almost a steal, almost a 10-second call. Pinder in the corner, thought about the three. Now kicks it out to the top of the key in Holloway. And you could tell that one was good from the moment it left his fingers. Gators trim the lead to 2. Back and forth we go. A game of runs here in this second quarter. Hayden Harper tries to respond right away. The three ball too strong. Holloway with the rebound. The fight for the basketball. And Wyatt Watley comes away with it now to Will Lyles. And they'll slow things down. Nobody picks up Will Lyles. The three well too strong. But Wyatt Watley there again. Will Lyles, a lot of contact. The bucket, the reverse layup. He gets it to go. And the foul. What a job by Wyatt Watley, giving this team second, third, fourth chance opportunities. And Will Lyles able to grab one of the offensive rebounds, drive his way through the paint, and get the reverse layup to go.
Hey, Wyatt's one of those guys, man. He understands his size. He understands his physicality, but very demanding of himself. Knowing he's not going to win the jump ball, but he can poke it out to the guy who can win the jump ball. Very, very impressive effort by him.
Will Lyles unable to convert. Brooke Zachary, the offensive rebound, left the layup short with 1:20 to play in the second quarter. And they're going to call a pushing foul. I believe they're going to get Wyatt Watley. That was the fourth team foul. Both teams with 4 fouls in this second period.
Like we discussed in the first quarter, CG, we were well behind on the foul count. They had just one foul. We were up to five. They were pulling ahead. We're even on our foul counts right now, playing a much more competitive ball game.
Tyler Sykes, three, it won't go. Hayden Harper, the long rebounds, and his layup in transition. It is easy money. Hayden Harper with 14 here in this second period. Warriors lead 30-24, under a minute to play. Three ball for Trey Clarity is left short. Will Lyles will clear it for the Warriors. Nobody picks up Will Lyles till he gets inside the paint. Comes to a jump stop. Wyatt Watley thought about the three. Able to drive it. Brooke Zachary, free throw line jumper. Sits on the back iron. Can't get it to go. And Tyler Sykes with the defensive rebound. 30 seconds to play. Should be a carry. No call. Jadarian Holloway not under control. And they're going to get Chapman Harris on a foul. Going for the block on Mason McCrane. The Lee Scott Warriors lead the Glenwood Gators. Mason McCrane at the charity stripe. He's now 0-for-3 at the line. And I remember that being one of the struggles for the Gators last year. It almost felt like Hacker McCrane. Coach Osmond's giving me the look. But I don't have broadcaster jinx. He misses both anyways. Hayden Harper with the rebound. 20 seconds to play. Wyatt Watley from Columbus is well too strong. Jadarian Holloway with the rebound now to Tyler Sykes. And with 9 seconds, the Gators are going to hold for the last shot. They get it to Pinder now to Tyler Sykes. Top of the key three. Can't get it to go. McCrane offensive rebounds. Left-handed layup won't go. And that is how the second quarter will come to a close. The Hayden Harper Show. In the second quarter, he had 14, and all 14 came in that second period. 30-24 through 16 minutes of play. We'll come back, and we'll introduce you to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report when we come back. You are listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
30-24, Lee Scott goes on a big-time run to end, or what felt like throughout the entire length of the second quarter. It's Warriors 30, Gators 24, as we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Coach, a fantastic back-and-forth half. What more could you ask for? We've talked, that's kind of been the saying all night long. What more could you want? What more could you ask for? Hayden Harper quiet in the first quarter, exploded in the second quarter. Warriors have a 6-point lead at half.
Yeah, hey, listen, just like what you were saying a second ago, Hayden Harper heats up, does a great job. For Glenwood tonight, we got Jadarian Holloway, and just a reminder that today's halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station.
Round of applause, the first ad read for Coach Jacob Osmond.
Hey, just, again, we'll just add it to the resume for you, CG. Hey, listen, Hayden heats up, does a great job. Got a great game going with Grayson Haley, too. Been kind of a quiet scorer for us. Again, for them, as much as it's been the Hayden show for us, Jadarian Holloway for them, number one, doing excellent with 14. Pender kind of quiet with two. Braden Alexander with six, but again, playing a great job defensively. Tyler Sykes with two. For us, Barrett Cook, welcome back. Glad to have him. A huge, huge, huge pickup to get back off of an injury that he had with five. Brooks with two. Wyatt Whiteley, 1 point. But my goodness gracious, the amount of tips he had. We're going to have to talk to Coach McManus and find out what he can do for the volleyball program. Chapman Harris with six. William Lyles with two. Grayson Haley with 14. Hayden Harper with 14. Just remember that now. Hayden's got 14. But how many of those come in the second half, CG? Or second quarter?
All 14 of them. All 14 of Hayden Harper's points come in the second quarter. Knocks down three threes, does everything he wants. And my favorite part about that Hayden Harper one-man run was after knocking down a couple threes, he had a wide-open three at the top of the three, or at the top of the key in transition where he had already made two. Decides not to take it, takes it into the trees, and a layup through contact, lays it up over the right hand of Mason McCrane. Gets it, plus the foul. Hayden Harper doing everything he wants in that second quarter.
Yeah, I think you've got a big night tonight also, keeping guys like Mason McCrane and Tyler Sykes kind of quiet, making the big guys not score a lot of points, forces the game to be on the perimeter, and we do a very, very good job defending on the perimeter where we may not have as much mass in the paint. We're doing a great job by holding them out. And again, Glenwood's not exactly trying to drive us in, really trying to play a lot of five out, dropping one down. A little bit of side motion just, again, that's always been Coach Purdue's bread and butter. But, again, and maybe it's just there's something wrong with this rim on our end, CG, but it couldn't get a lot of shots to fall. But I think the other story that we also kind of mentioned in the second quarter is when we play foul for foul with Glenwood, we hang the game with them. We saw in that first quarter we were fouling at a considerable rate more than they were. They were able to pull away. Once those fouls got back even, we were able to kind of balance the game out a little bit better.
Five in double figures they averaged to the Glenwood Gators. Five players in double figures. Jadarian Holloway leads the way with 14.6 per game. He has 14. The next is Braylon Alexander with 6. So far it's been almost a one-man show for the Glenwood Gators, going point for point with Hayden Harper. But again, Hayden's 14 come in the second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll come back and we'll have the second half action. It's going to be brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters when we return on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
16 minutes down, 16 minutes to go here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors with a big-time second quarter. They lead 30-24 as we welcome you in to the second half. Tip-off is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, right across from the Auburn University campus. It's Lee Scott basketball to start the third quarter, going right to left on your radio dial. Hayden Harper layup won't go. Rebounds with Mason McCrane. Again, appreciate everybody for tuning in, whether it's on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, the Radio Alabama app. It's probably going to be your most successful way of finding us right now, dealing with a lot of internet issues in the gym. Probably going to be sticking with that for a majority of the second half. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, having an absolute blast, surrounded by the Lee Scott faithful.
Just when I thought I got rid of them.
I know, made the way to Columbus or to Phoenix City, you're like, hey, I want to go with you. I need a little bit of a break. I coach baseball today. I need a break from the students, and they're just following you everywhere. Warriors with a great playbook or great set defensively. Tyler Sykes, a late foul call, are going to bail him out. They're going to get Barrett Cook with the foul. Warriors, again, forced the Glenwood Gators to almost just play perimeter basketball. They're trying to feed it down low to one of their bigs and finally get bailed out. Tyler Sykes heads to the free throw line where he knocks down the first one. Tyler Sykes had two in the first half.
I think this is going to be a second half of who's going to capitalize the most from the free throw line, because I think we're going to go there a good bit this half.
Second free throw, no good, off the hands of Mason McCrane. He'll fly into his own bench. I agree with you, partner. If you can continue to wear down this Gators team, you could tell by the end of that second quarter, they were gassed. So that's when you're going to see the Gators team pick up some cheap fouls. Hayden Harper dribbles it in and out. Right wing three, no good. Grayson Haley with the offensive rebound. Spins back left, spins back right. Parker Wright with the offensive rebound, the third chance opportunity, and he lays it in. Jadarian Holloway dribbles the ball up the floor. Now to Tyler Sykes. A little dribble handoff with Levi Pender. Warriors playing such good defense. Jadarian Holloway now running to his right. I don't know how he had the angle to throw it up, but he gets it to go. Trims the lead back down to 5 for the Warriors. Hayden Harper Now to Parks Myers. Now back to Hayden Harper. Nobody picks him up. Straight away three is nothing but nylon. Harper picking up in the third where he left off in the second. Lead swells back to 8 for the Warriors. They get it down to Mason McCrane. Now back to Sykes. Levi Pender now to Alexander, who splits the defense. Could have been a travel with Mason McCrane, but the weak side left-handed layup is good. Mason McCrane now gets in the scoring column. Right-handed layup from Hayden Harper, no good. Gators now in transition. Levi Pender's right-handed reverse layup is good. A 6-2 run by the Glenwood Gators here to get the third quarter started, or 6-3 rather. Following Parker Wright layup, McGray Haley driving strong. He gets fouled and will head to the free throw line. First free throw from Grayson Haley is too strong. We talked about it, Coach. Warriors are going to get to the free throw line. It's being able to capitalize on the freebies. Goes 0-2, but Barrett Cook is right there. Throws it inside to Parks Myers. And I think he's going to get called for the up and down. 5:01 remaining in the third quarter. Warriors 35, Gators 31. Here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Tyler Sykes, the far corner three, and he buries it.
And that's the one we don't need getting hot right now. That's a big momentum shift guy for Glenwood. Big momentum guy.
Pass down low to Parker Wright. A lot of contact with McCrane. Can't get the first one to go. Second chance opportunity. Parker Wright now with 2 buckets in the third quarter. He has 4. Lead back to 3. Immediately going the other way. Braylon Alexander, the floater, will get to go. And they're going to call a flopping foul on Parker Wright.
Right here, you got to have your composure. Coach Johnson's even telling him, hey, just calm down. There's nothing you can do about it now. He is going to ask for some clarification here on the call.
I believe the first one should be a warning. The second one, almost like a sideline violation to where you get one and the second one gets called. I think that was the discussion because Holloway was ready to shoot the free throw. But it will be just a simple warning. It's a give me your wrist and a slight tap, right? Nothing else?
Small tap.
37-36, Gators on a little bit of a run to get the third quarter started. Parks Myers out of Gray Haley. Barrett Cook, catch and shoot three. That one off the back iron. Parker Wright with the rebound. Reverse layup won't go. McCrane with the rebound. That one a little wild from Parker Wright. Levi Pender tries to split 4 Warrior defenders. Darian Holloway comes away with a loose ball, and he will slow things down with the between-the-legs dribble.
Looking for a high ball screen right here, clearing it out.
It's with McCrane now to Pender in the short corner. Reverse layup. Barrett Cook, who's arguing that he went straight up. It was Pender that tried to corkscrew around him and get to the right side of the rim. Didn't get so, but will earn a trip to the charity stripe. First free throw rattles in and out and back in. Pender now with 5 in the contest. A little bit scary for now, but Gators have tied this one up halfway through the third quarter. Second free throw on the way for Levi Pender is up and good. How often do you get heckled by your own fans?
On fans or on students? Again.
Hayden Harper now to Gray Haley. A nice spin move back over the right shoulder. Shot gets blocked by Levi Pender, and he has a little bit of words for him. And now Brooke Zachary will get called for the personal foul.
Again, kind of going back to it. Again, just saying it how it is, those kind of fouls are the ones that will just come back to really haunt you. At least if we're going to do it, let's make it where we can kind of stop momentum right here, giving them the ball back. Calling for a high ball screen again. They've asked for it twice. Let's see if they kick it back around to the corner.
Gators 38, Warriors 37. Tyler Sykes has it on the right wing. A skip pass to Pinder. He gets to the elbow, comes to a jump stop. Now to Alexander, baseline, off the side of the backboard. Will Lyles with the rebound. He called the foul on the other end. Warrior fans are begging for one on their end. Chapman Harris, the southpaw, he answers. Chapman Harris with three big-time threes in the contest. He has nine. Warriors regain the lead. Warriors continuing that man-to-man defense, extending it all the way out past the three-point line. Right now, it appears to be just a two-man game. It's Alexander and McCrane. Now it's Alexander, left wing three, no good. Nice rebound by Chapman Harris. He throws it to Hayden Harper. His catch and shoot on the left wing. He buries it. Hayden Harper with the call of God to the student section. Harper now with six in the third. He's up to 20 in the contest. And just like that, we've talked about it, a game of runs. Warriors now lead by five and force a steal. Will Lyles have transition numbers. A three on two. Nice pass to Gray Haley. Stripped from behind, but a foul. Jadarian Holloway went for the block and got a whole lot of contact. Nice to see him checking on Gray Haley. Just letting him know that nothing of that was intentional. He got him with the pump fake. But Gray Haley now with the ability to add to the Warrior five-point lead. First free throw is good.
Hey, getting a little bit of separation right here can absolutely do, you know, do a number on a team, especially to make them force shots that they're not comfortable taking. Making this free throw, getting a little bit of separation right here is big.
It's a six-point game. Haley splits the free throws. Tyler Sykes with the rebound. A nice run and a nice response by the Warriors here late in the third. 44-38, under 2 minutes to play in the third period. That's Holloway going to work. Stolen by Chapman Harris. Numbers for the Warriors. Left-handed layup. Chapman Harris, he puts it in. Chapman Harris now with 5 points in the second quarter. Warriors lead continues to swell. And here in the heart of the Lee Scott faithful student section, Warriors lead by eight. Coach Perdue of Glenwood wants a timeout. We'll take a 30-second one with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
One forty-one remaining in the third. Warriors, after trailing by five, now lead by eight. A kick ball from Hayden Harper. The corner kick is blocked by the goalie, Wyatt Watley. It's, is the temperature heating up in here, Coach, in because of the intensity, or is it because of the people continuing to file in here?
I believe the quote from the great American film Step Brothers, I just got done watching Cops. That's why I'm sweating so much.
I absolutely love it. 120 to play in the third quarter. Gators with the basketball going left to right on your radio dial. Tyler Sykes smokes the right-handed layup and lowers, creates contact into Wyatt Watley. Gets the layup to go, plus the foul.
Kind of a lose-lose situation right there for Wyatt. If he does anything at all to try to draw a little bit of body contact, it's going to make it look like he's the one taking a hack. Tyler having, obviously, more ground, more mass on him, just bumps him out of the way. Can kind of draw contact, make it look like a foul either way. Tough situation for Wyatt right there, but great defender again.
Tyler Sykes at the free throw line. Ooh, free throw line. Knocks down the first of the only. Levi Pender now gets a steal out to Alexander. His driving layup is up and good. Now the Glenwood student section getting into it a little bit. Ginland setting up a little bit of a trap. Hayden Harper, touch shot won't go. Wyatt Watley's there with the rebound. Can't get it to go. Under a minute to play. Jadarian Holloway clears the rebound. 46-43. Ball gets inside to Levi Pender. His shot gets blocked from behind. Will Lyles comes away with the rebound. It's a two-on-one. Chapman Harris stripped from behind. And it will be out on Clarity with 29.9 remaining in the contest. Hopefully the voice holds up for the fourth quarter. Man, having a blast here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Will Lyles will try it from deep. The catch and shoot three. Looks good from here. Couldn't get it to go. Holloway clears. Hayden Harper tries to get a strip. But Holloway so fast on the offensive end of the floor. Cuts the lead to one with 15 seconds. We'll see if the Warriors are able to hold for the final shot. Ball gets knocked out of bounds.
One thing we gotta be patient on. We got two guys going up for a rebound. We need one guy on the box out, one guy going up for the ball. Gotta be patient. Continue to play sound basketball like we know that we're able to do.
Under 10 seconds to play. Will Lyles sets with six, with five, drives a foul on Tyler Sykes going in for the layup. Unless they're gonna say that it was on the floor. I guess they're saying it was on the floor. No, he is holding up too. Yeah. So Will Lyles will head to the free throw line. Tyler Sykes trying to argue that this is only the third team foul, and the referee simply said he was shooting. And I agree. See, we can find a common ground from here and there. Two big free throws here as we end the third quarter. First for Will Lyles. Is knocked down. Should let the crowd mic just do the talking after a big make. Student section will tell you what's going on. 47-45. Will Lyles, another free throw to come. That one too strong off the back iron. Rebound with Pender now to Alexander. Good if it goes off the backboard and the front of the rim, but couldn't get it to go. After three, Warriors 47, Gators 45. Don't you dare turn the radio dial. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Quarter. Warriors 47, Gators 45. As we're just about underway in the final 8 minutes of the contest, we're having grandparents and moms getting into it with students here on the student section. Nothing. I guess they're heckling. I hear the mom say his mom and grandma are right there. So, guessing some words. Back to the basketball.
No love lost.
What do you need to see in these final 8 minutes?
Hey, you got to play the cleanest game of your life. Obviously, you got a foul situation right here. Hang on tight. Win the foul battle. Make the free throws that you're given. You'll walk out of here with a dub.
Parker Wright fouls Mason McCrane under his own basket. It'll be Gators inbounding the basketball under or standing on the first O in Glenwood was Holloway. Haley with a steal on McCrane, but pokes it out of bounds. Lee Scott and Glenwood the first matchup in the AHSAA of the hardwood. And no love lost, as Coach Hosmet has mentioned plenty of times. You can hear and feel the rivalry in the gymnasium tonight. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, Gators basketball. They turn it away, turn it over. It's Barrett Cook who has the basketball. Didn't like where he at. Slowed it down. Now we'll pull it. Three-pointer is no good. Haley, the offensive rebound, spins back to his right. A lot of contact. Third chance opportunity. Still no foul. Warriors begging for a whistle. We're going the other way with Jadarian Holloway, and the floater is good.
Got to win the staring contest right here. Be patient. Don't force shots. A lot of ball left.
Hayden Harper down to Gray Haley. Thought about the three. Works his way inside. Layup in and out. The ball poked out, I believe, by Gray Haley as he was trying to swim for it on the floor. .658 remaining in the fourth quarter. .47 to .47. 6:40 to play in the third quarter. They try and throw it inside to Mason McCrane. Gets poked away by Parks Myers. Now to Gray Haley. A lot of contact, and they finally will call the foul on Jadarian Holloway.
Definitely got to take advantage of the inbound right here. Again, continue to not force shots. Take advantage of what you're given. Make sure that we do exactly what we've been doing. Don't let the moment get too big. Be patient. Run our motion stuff. Make shots that we're given. Sykes on the rebound. Holloway bringing it up. Right wing. High ball screen on the wing by McCrane. Come with a trap. Kicks it down to McCrane. Back into the corner in front of Glenwood with Bender. Missed three ball. McCrane on the rebound, swings it over. Sykes dribbles down.
Sorry, partner. Thanks for picking up there for a few moments. Had to make sure everything was staying clean with everything over here. The 47-47, Jadarian Holloway, tough floater, air ball. Hayden Harper with the rebound. He clears it with 5:45. Tyler Sykes tries to draw the charge, but Hayden Harper with a nice little Euro step and lays it in with the right hand. Warriors now lead by two. Holloway finds McCrane. Now out to Sykes. Warriors gamble. Tyler Sykes, three. It is buried.
Hey, we got to keep an eye on Hayden. I don't know if we've got a cramp or something going on, but we got a left calf that's giving him a little bit of trouble right here. Could make things interesting right here heading into the timeout.
Coach Sonny Perdue asks and is granted for a full timeout. Gators have reclaimed the lead, 50-49, 5:26 remaining in the fourth quarter. We'll take a 60-second break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union, homegrown and member-owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
To 49, Glenwood Gators have the basketball. I'm sorry, Warriors have the basketball. Gators have the lead with 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Levi Pender's right-handed layup won't go. Cleared by Gray Haley. Now Parks Myers, two-on-one transition. Euro step layup is good for number 11. And Navy Warriors have reclaimed the lead. Very close to a five-second count. Ball is thrown away anyway, right into the hands of Hayden Harper. Reverse layup, no good. Hayden Harper slams the mat in frustration. That's the easiest 2 points he could possibly have all night. They're going to call a pushing foul, even though it was Holloway that generated a lot of the contact. It'll be Gators basketball under their own basket. 4.5 to play. Gators inbounding under their own basket. Inside. Another bailout foul. Braylon Alexander, the beneficiary of the call. And as you can see, Hayden Harper trying to stretch out that calf. Walks his way to the sideline. In a game that's as fast-paced as this, the gym is hot. Is that? I think that's politically correct to say that it is quite warm in the gym here tonight.
One could quantify it as a hot landing zone.
Sure.
That is for sure.
Yeah, I'd say that's okay to say without pointing any fingers or anything like that. First free throw from Holloway, or from Braylon Alexander, rather, is up and good. 51-51. Second one rattles home as well. Both teams trading baskets here in this fourth quarter. Parks Myers fooled the defense. Glenwood fell asleep. Hayden Harper, the great outlet pass. And Parks Myers now with back-to-back layups gives the Warriors the one-point lead. Try to fire inside to Mason McCrane. It's turned over. Chapman Harris gets the steal. Picks up his dribble. Now finds Hayden Harper. Thought about the three that goes inside to Gray Haley. Back out to Chapman Harris. Now to Hayden Harper. Pump fakes the three, works his way inside. Left-handed scoop layup is good for Hayden Harper. Almost a steal by Chapman Harris. And Levi Pender will slow things down, feed things to his point guard, Holloway. You can hear the Lee Scott student section around us. Holloway goes up for a layup, blocked by Parks Myers. Pender with the offensive rebound. Alexander kick out three, and he responds.
Big moment, big shot right there. It's punch for punch, swinging at each other. Got to continue to keep the emotions low. Do exactly what you've been doing all game. Keep the ball moving. Drive it inside when you can. Take your open shots.
3.5 to play. Tied at 55. Hayden Harper, how did he get that to go? Oh, my goodness. Didn't have the angle. Still uses it off the glass and gets the layup to go. Limps his way to half court. But Coach William Johnson will take a timeout. We'll take a quick one with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 57-55. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hayden Harper, the circus right-handed layup, gets it to go, gives the Warriors a two-point lead here with 3 minutes and 17 seconds left in the contest here on the campus of Glenwood School. Wherever you're tuned in from, we appreciate you for tuning in and for spending your Friday night here on Tiger Country 104.5. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond bringing you all of the action here tonight in what has been a fantastic 7.5 quarters of basketball. Coach, what do you need to see in these final 3 minutes and 17 seconds for the Warriors to get on the bus happy?
Hey, you got to win round 10 of a heavyweight fight, baby. You got to throw as many punches as you can and hope they land.
Warriors with a two-point lead. Both teams cheering their team on. Kick to the wing, now into the corner. Now back up to the wing in Braylon Alexander, guarded by Parks Myers. Pass inside. And the layup goes for Mason McCrane. Hayden Harper now taking it back the other way. He gets inside. Layup is no good. McCrane didn't get the block but affected that one. Holloway gets inside the paint. Tyler Sykes from straight away. And you know that was buried. Can't allow a shooter like that to step into a three. Chapman Harris, you can't let him do it either. Chapman Harris responds right away.
And we got to make sure when we're crashing the board offensively, we got to have trailers to help with rebounds in case it's too soft.
Braylon Alexander responds right away. He now has 7 in the fourth quarter to give the Gators a 2-point lead. Parks Myers now into the corner. Chapman Harris again. That one won't go. Gray Haley, the offensive rebound, back out to Hayden Harper. His triple is good. Hayden Harper. Hayden Harper with 9 in the fourth quarter. 63-62. Warriors have the lead with 1:40 to play in the contest. Tyler Sykes dribbling from the wing to the top of the key. Now to Alexander. His touch floater is off the back of the iron and rolls in. Coach Sonny Perdue and the Glenwood Gators will use a timeout. We'll stay right here. We're not going to take you away from this one here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A full timeout. So 60 seconds for both teams to catch their breath a little bit. 64-63. Glenwood Gators have the lead. It's going to be Warrior basketball coming out of the timeout with 89 seconds to play. Coach, you got to find an efficient bucket. If not, you got to find a way to get back in time and not allow easy transition buckets.
You got to keep your eye on the clock. At the same time, it's okay trading basket for basket right here, but be mindful of the wide open three. Sykes is heating up. He's going to want the ball. He does nothing more than want to put a dagger in Lee Scott every chance he gets in any sport that he plays. If we can keep the ball out of the momentum right there, I think we've got an opportunity to keep trading back and forth. I think we might could get to the stride with forcing a few balls inside. I think they'll foul us.
Hayden Harper has 29. Here tonight, 29, Mr. 1,000, Hayden Harper, cramping and all, carrying this team right now. And you have to imagine the ball is going to go through number 2 in Navy.
Still got a good amount of basketball left, got plenty of time. Don't force the shot that's not necessary. Glenwood's going to let us get a half-court set. Let's see what we got ready to go right here. See how they want to defend us.
A great point. No need to force anything right now if you are Lee Scott. Trailing by 1 with 1:20 to play. Ball with Gray Haley now to the top of the key. And Chapman Harris, Parks Myers. Warriors playing some motion offense right now. Goes into Gray Haley off the hands of Tyler Sykes. It'll stay with the Warriors. .113 to play in the contest. Gators 64, Warriors 63. Ball goes into the hands of Hayden Harper. Now to Gray Haley. Hayden Harper thought about the three at the top of the key. Euro step through defenders. Right-handed layup sits on the front of the rim. And it goes down. Warriors got to get back and play defense. They get it to Levi Pinder. Now to Tyler Sykes, who thought about the three. Now Alexander on the left wing. A spin move inside. Just a throw-up prayer and gets benefited with the call. I don't think it was a shot.
It looked more like a pass. I think they're going to call this a shot, but it definitely looked like a pass up top with Sykes at the right wing. I really thought it was.
Or I thought it might have been one of those high lob passes into Mason McCrane. 47.6 remaining in the contest. First free throw from Braylon Alexander is good. .65, 47.6 to play. Second free throw, can't get it to go. Rebounds with Hayden Harper. He's trapped in the corner. And Coach William Johnson on the other end of the floor will call a timeout. Notched at 65. Oh, my goodness.
Checking the scorers table just to keep it in mind. Just saw we've got two timeouts remaining with 43 seconds left. Again, if you come down here and you don't get something that you like or you get yourself in a tight spot, pickle, pinch, anything, you got a timeout you can burn right here. You got a second if you need to slow things down, but you got to be mindful, like we've been saying, not forcing the shot that isn't necessary. Glenwood doesn't seem to be really trying to set up a whole lot, just trying to move the ball around and just taking whatever seal or crease that we're trying to give or they make it take advantage of.
And most importantly, regardless of a make or a miss, you got to get back on defense for Lee Scott. That's where a majority of the offense has come from for Glenwood here late in this fourth quarter. It's not necessarily half-court sets, but it's getting 2 feet into the paint and either a layup or a kick out for a three. So following a make or a miss, we got to get back on the defensive end of the floor. And with the Warriors, eat up some clock, get a good possession. Don't force a three. If it's there, take it. But take whatever Glenwood is willing to give you or whatever you can get.
And you're absolutely right. After shots are made, we've got to get back. Glenwood's doing the same thing. Both teams are really getting a little lazy on getting back after made shots. Maybe you can see somebody taking advantage right there as well.
65-65. Warriors with the basketball. Hayden Harper inbounds it to Barrett Cook. He's going to dribble across the half-court stripe and find Chapman Harris. Hayden Harper getting face guarded the entire time. They still find a way to get him the basketball with 30 seconds to play. And if willing, Hayden Harper's going to dribble this out the length of 30 seconds.
They're looking to foul. They're looking to foul.
Alexander gets a strip steal. Left-handed layup is good. Warriors trail 65-67. And a foul on the floor with Hayden Harper.
Coach Perdue recognized on our previous possession, they've only committed one foul, so he's screaming immediately, come up and foul Hayden. It's not going to put him on the line. And in the process of just trying to foul Hayden to make it a dead ball, they poke it out and go get the layup.
67-65, Warriors down by two. Got to have a bucket here. Hayden Harper dribbles into the teeth of the defense and a foul on the floor. Still only the third team foul for the Gators. So the Warriors still not shooting free throws yet.
It's going to be really difficult with the amount of time left. We're not going to be able to get to the stripe without it being a shooting foul. Coach Johnson's about to call a timeout right here. We're going to have to probably try to get a set. I think he's going to want to get a shot up before time expires in the event we maybe can get a second shot.
Hayden Harper has done everything that he possibly can do tonight. Just a squat trying to stretch out the right calf. Both of these teams absolutely exhausted with 9.4 seconds remaining. Glenwood leads 67-65. It'll be Warrior basketball under their own basket standing on the S in Gators. If we're looking at the team fouls, Lee Scott has four, Glenwood has three. So the Warriors cannot foul without sending Glenwood to the free throw line. Glenwood essentially has one foul to give with 9.4 seconds remaining. Possession arrow does favor the Lee Scott Warriors. So if the Warriors are able to get a bucket or even a miss and you get a tie-up, you will get and steal another possession. What are you drawing up here, Coach?
You know who needs to be getting the ball right here. At the same time, Coach Perdue knows we need to play deny on Hayden. My thought's going to be you got Chapman who's going to give you a great look from three, or you have Barrett come down, crash down, try to get an easy two. Maybe we can at least get him to the stripe on a shooting foul.
Both teams making their way back onto the floor. Everything you could ask for in a high-intensity, high-octane game. It's Parks Myers, Hayden Harper, Barrett Cook, Parker Wright, and Chapman Harris. The five on the floor for the Warriors. 67-65, 9.4 seconds remaining. Warriors gotta have a bucket. They throw it inbounds to Hayden Harper with seven, with six. Out to Chapman Harris, thought about it. Hayden Harper, three at the top of the wing. Couldn't get it to go, knocked out of bounds. They say it's Gator basketball. They say that it's Gator basketball. Hayden Harper got the shot that he wanted right at the top of the key and was unable to knock it down. I love the look. I love the set. And I love the play call. Everything you could ask for. But it will now be 67-65. Gators have the basketball. It's a tough call to give to the Gators, considering they were boxing out Lee Scott. Ball went out of bounds under the Warrior basket, but they're saying that a Warrior touched it last.
So, hey, listen, a couple things that we keep in mind. It's not a silver lining. It is factual. Glenwood's been very lazy on their inbound passes tonight. Remember, the clock's not going to start on the inbound until the ball's touched. They've been lazy on inbound passes. They're probably going to look to get a cherry pick all the way down the court, so even on a ball that's loose, it's a full court shot. But we've also had several times tonight where, arguably on our behalf, we've probably had some really close to 5-second calls on the inbound. So you're really going to have to play your best defense ever without the ball even in motion to give yourself an opportunity, because 1 second's not going to be a whole lot, but you might can do just enough to give yourself an opportunity to maybe have one more inbound.
If you're the Warriors, you almost have to have a dead ball foul here just to get it to the four. Get away with the foul to give, or they don't have a foul to give. I apologize. That's Glenwood that has the foul to give. So it's Sykes doing the inbounding. And it is just a home run ball to Mason McCrane. And that is how the game will come to a close. '67-'65. Warriors do everything possible, but come up one bucket short on the road.
That's all you can ask for, man. Hey, you got your best player getting a look. You got plenty of your guys that have been hot. They got their looks. It just doesn't fall your way tonight. It's kind of the same story we said with the girls' game. Sometimes you just don't have it. Glenwood fans are definitely giving us a very kind farewell as our students make their way out.
A tough night for Lee Scott here tonight inside the Glenwood Gymnasium. Good thing is, this will not be the final matchup that you will see between these two teams. You'll see at least one, most likely two or three more matches before this season is over. And we'll see those guys at home here in a couple of weeks. We'll take a quick break and come back and have a quick wrap-up show here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip, offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement, serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
A tough one here tonight for the Lee Scott Warriors. Both the varsity girls and the varsity boys come up just empty. Regardless of the score, and not just saying this mentality because of what the final scores were, what more could you ask for? This was a fantastic night, hostile as it should be, as you would expect it to be, coming in to your number one rival again, moving from the AISA to the AHSA. This was the first matchup for these teams in public school ball, and it quite literally came down to the wire.
Hey, couldn't have said it better. Come in to a rival's place, hostile environment, got a lot going on, and you come away with a two-point loss. And again, like we said before the break, you had your opportunity to get the shot. It's all you can ask for. It's going to fall some days. It's not going to fall other days. Very, very hard-fought battle, an absolute slugfest of a fourth quarter. Not much more you really could ask for.
I think this left rim might be sitting at 10'3" or 10'4", because this side of the court did not do really anything beneficial for the Warriors in either game, the girls game and the guys game. Walk us through that last play, everything you saw with Hayden Harper, who got the ball, tossed it away. They set an off-ball screen. What did you see in that look?
Yeah, they came out quick. They showed us that they're not going to really kind of press us hard. They're going to give us the inbound, and they're going to just try to defend us. Got the ball to Parks. Parks gets it to Hayden. We're able to get it around. Chapman's able to get a look. Got everything that we needed. Had Barrett in the corner in case they gave him just kind of a fanned look. Chapman gets the shot on the drive right there at the elbow. Doesn't get it to really get any kind of a vertical look. Kicks it to Hayden. Hayden gets the shot off in time and, again, just comes up short where, again, not much more you can ask for on a guy who hadn't missed many shots tonight. And, by the way, dealing with a calf that's probably screaming its head off.
Looking at some of these final stats for the Lee Scott Warriors, just going down the lineup. Gray Haley, a quiet night. He only had 1 point, but did a lot on the rebounding categories. Parker Wright had 4. William Wiles with 3. Chapman Harris, one of the better shooting nights he's had so far this year. He had 13. Parks Myers had 4. Brooke Zachary with 2. Barrett Cook got the scoring started for the Warriors. He had 5. And Hayden Harper with 30 tonight here for the Warriors. Unfortunately, it took 31, 32, or 33 for the Warriors to come up empty. Not a shot at Hayden. I mean, again, you got the exact setup. Credit to Coach William Johnson, who took the risk going for the win, realizing that was probably what they were going to give rather than giving up any sort of two. So a great look from Coach William Johnson, a great setup, and a great shot from Hayden Harper. Unfortunately, front of the rim, not too friendly on that one shot. Warriors fall 67-65 here on the road. Final thoughts, Coach Osment, from tonight's game before we wrap everything up.
Hey, one good thing that we get to look at is, like we mentioned early, you got another opportunity to play them. You come away with a win at home. Area seed number one actually goes to a coin toss. So, again, when it all comes down to it, seeding's great. It's always preferable. Getting to host an area tournament's always wonderful for both the guys and the girls. That opportunity's still in front of them. Got a little more work to do. However, we do have an opportunity to capitalize on it. And ultimately, biggest success has got to come in once we get into that area play. What we saw tonight is that we can absolutely hang with, currently, the best team in our area. Our girls showed plenty of signs that if they can get a little more support, kind of like what we saw with the guys tonight as well, if Hayden can get a little more support, if Clark can get just a little more support in the scoring category, we've got another opportunity to face them, capitalize on that, and keep moving forward when we get it. Hopefully we can take care of business when it comes to it.
Warriors will wrap up their 3-game road stint And that is where our next broadcast will be here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. They will take on Beulah on the road. It will be the girls scheduled for right around that 5:30 slate. Boys slated for about 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of the varsity girls game. And again, that will be right here on your home for classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Again, a fantastic night, a fantastic environment all around. A big thank you to Glenwood as well for giving us a setup and everything in here, allowing us to come in here and experience their gym, their new little remedies with the lights and everything, the pregame and everything. It was a fantastic performance, a fantastic show that the home team put on for us. So credit to them, and credit to the Lee Scott faithful, man, that showed up as well, that made the 35-40-minute trip. Between the parents, the fans, the students, it was all you could ask for in a Friday night in Alabama. Thank you again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody back at Lee Scott Academy, for everybody at Auburn Network, and for my broadcast partner, Coach Jacob Osment, until next time, until next Tuesday night, have a great night, stay safe on the way home, and as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by